What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 12th of June. Hope you're well. Had a fantastic Friday. Didn't do much at work. That's the way. Put your party hat on now. You can enjoy the weekend. Get drunk. Go round your neighbours. Hands up if you went round your neighbours for sex yesterday. If you did, you broke the rules because it's not meant to be until the weekend. This new rule where singletons can go and liaise with other households or with another household, whether that be your neighbour or whether it actually be your girlfriend or boyfriend. Whoever you choose to, it might not even be for sex. You might have gone for a cup of tea, but it might have ended up rolling into ended up becoming sex. I don't know. You know, if everybody's highly strung, a cup of tea could lead you all sorts of places. You know, or could you just have a look at the light bulb in the bedroom for us? Of course, yeah. should I take my trousers down for that or not? Anyway, I'm playing the fool. But this weekend, you're allowed to get out and about. For one other person, it's meant to be one other household, but you know, I don't know how you can bend that rule. Maybe you could have 10 people all turn up to that one other household, and therefore you've got yourself an orgy. Anyway, it's not that kind of podcast. Who's got me onto that? Am I feeling those ways? I'm obviously, something's fucking up. I'm surprised Dave the Ghost hasn't kicked the door open when I've started mentioning that. He normally gets excited when I talk sexual. The door normally swings open and he pops his ghostly ear in for a little listen. Anyway, he hasn't. He might still come during the podcast. He popped in yesterday. If you watched the one yesterday, you wouldn't have seen the door fling open, but you'd have seen my face looking surprised at his presence. But I'm getting used to him now. He hasn't killed me yet, so I know he's not dangerous. But he might be one of those ghosts that like to have sex with humans. You know, like those ones. Hopefully he's a female ghost. I'm calling him Dave. If that's the case, I prefer him to be a female ghost, if that's the way we're going to go. Maybe he's like been sexually frustrated for thousands of years. She. There's that film, The Entity. And also there's Sharon Stone said she was electrocuted. She was struck by lightning in her house while she was ironing. She was filling up the the iron in the water, and the house obviously got struck by lightning or something did, and the lightning came through the water and hit her and shot her across the room. Fucking, that would have, first thing I would have thought, I wouldn't have thought lightning, I'd have thought poltergeist. That's the first thing I'd have thought. I'd have just imagined, you know, I've watched too many horror films. That's the first thing I'd have thought, poltergeist. And then, you know, I'd quickly be like checking to see whether any knives are flying around the room, you know, like sticking in the door behind me, or the chairs all stack up on each other by themselves, or the kitchen cupboards fling open and all the pans fall all over the floor. And then if you're lucky or unlucky, depending on whichever way you you prefer, you could have the ghost out the entity, the poltergeist out the entity, where he just then starts to have sex with you, which is basically a form of rape. But I don't know where, you know, how you're going to prove, because it's you know, in the film they were saying it was her imagination. But it wasn't an imagination, because you could see, what was happening. But obviously that was special effects, but it was a very interesting and intriguing film. But yeah, I'm hoping Dave he's not that way inclined. He's a bit of a lazy ghost. He just likes to listen in. Anyway, so speaking of ghosts, and then we've also got aliens. A top scientist, Dr. Maggie Adarin Pocock, and she's very brainy. I've seen her on the TV lots of times, and she's very, she's like a female Brian Cox. She's like, you're in awe at her brain when you're listening to her or watching her. You can't like help but thinking she knows a lot of shit about the universe. And she knows a lot more than fucking William Shatner, because William Shatner was saying yesterday, what did he say? He said it was like ridiculous to say that there's aliens out there and to not to believe that we are alone in the universe. But what does he know? He was just playing Captain Kirk. He's not anything to do with fucking science. And she's saying that she thinks there's thousands out there, thousands of civilizations. So she's more on my thinking. She said that there's like, we found over 2,500 planets around other stars, and that's where you're likely to find life. And we found 2,500 in our solar system. But if not, then we can go further and beyond that. Because it's fucking, it don't stop, does it? There ain't a wall. Where's the fucking wall? Where's the end of everything? There ain't one, is there? So, you know, you're going to keep going and keep going and keep going. Eventually, you're going to find fucking, you know, a mirror of us down there. And they're going to be like watching us on the TV and wondering whether we're out there somewhere as well. That could be the one sending the radio signals yesterday. If they listen to some of our radio signals, I mean, if they listen to some of the good radio stations, like Radio 6, if anybody's listening, or anything that, you know, all these world channels that show, like, you know, play all, like, you know, I don't know, fuck knows, jungle music, chill out music, classical music, whatever, but if anybody's playing any fucking shit music, like McBusted, for instance, we don't want them radio signals to be going anywhere up to space. They will come down and fucking kill us. They'd shoot us all. There's so much good music in the world. And then it's likely to be fucking something like McBusted or fucking Westlife or Boyzone or something like that that they cop, they listen to, and they go, what is that shit that's fucking coming down my ear holes or coming down my eye holes because I listen with my eyes because I'm an alien? Or fucking, you know, some other bullshit music that we might fucking be playing. Anything on Radio 1. Most everything on Radio 1. We don't want that to be going up into space, thank you. Let's send out some fucking good signals. Let's send out James Brown or Marvin Gaye or Curtis Mayfield. What about all the fucking... Who was it watching the other week? The Cure, they'd like The Cure. I'll tell you what, if you want to send up a TV signal, I'm going to say this on behalf of... What am I going to say? I've lost my place now. I lost my head. On behalf of Dan in Canada, he suggested to me to watch a great video on YouTube, and it's The Cramps playing a concert at the Napa Mental Institution in America. If you want to see something fucking wacky, watch that. I tell you what, that's pretty fucking, that's pretty out there. And it's the Cramps just play. It's black and white, and they're playing a gig in a mental institution. And all the patients, it's just like something off One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And all the patients are all bopping and having a fucking rock or party, grabbing the microphone and singing along with them and everything. And it's as off the wall as you can get. Now, that's what we want to send down into space. We want to send the fucking that to the planet. Into alien life to watch that and to see that we're down here, we're wacky and we have a fucking good time, no matter whether we're fucking mental or not. So that sounds like that's right up an alien street. That would they'd come down and go, you know what? I'm gonna fucking get me fucking aftershave on, get in the spaceship, and get down to Earth and have a fucking party with all them. That especially in that Napa Institute, looks like a right fucking load of fun. And it is, watch it, it's on YouTube. Anyway, but yeah, I'm just saying there's life out there and we've got a lot of good music down here, and for some reason, the radio stations play all the shit music. And that ain't fucking on as far as I'm concerned. What's it called? A milkman broke a man's jaw after he threw a bag of dog shit at his float. Well, I think that's fucking standard, isn't it? I mean, if you're going to throw dog shit around, you shouldn't be throwing dog shit around anyway. But if you're going to throw it at somebody, you've got to expect something in return. You know, you could have put a fucking brick in the dog shit bag and threw it back. That would have been just as good. And then you could have gone, oh, I didn't know there was a brick in there. But you punched him, so unfortunately, you're going to get done. The law doesn't side on the side of the puncher. The court should have listened to that and gone, you know what? What, he threw dog shit at you? I tell you what, I'll let you off. And I'll make him pay you a fine for throwing dog shit at you in the first place. Dog shit is a scourge. People aren't picking it up these days. And they're chucking it They're chucking it in the... I saw something the other day. It was like chucked in the bushes. It's just like a bush, and he had a, it seems to be a dumping spot. It's almost like fly tipping for dog shit. There's about 10 bags of dog shit bags all just stuck in like a person's hedge. So that person, I can imagine, they'll be coming out with a baseball bat and fucking taking some names, banging the, smashing your foot. Maybe they might want to kill you, but they might just blast your fucking kneecap with the baseball bat and say, don't throw dog shit in my bush again. And then you might live, to regret it. Anyway, I was going to say, somebody else who was thinking about throwing dog shit, or throwing shit anyway, Robert De Niro has been dreaming of, he's having dreams of throwing dog shit, or throwing shit even, maybe it's his own shit, it doesn't have to be a dog's, throwing shit at Donald Trump. So that's the kind of way that Donald Trump's got under his skin. He's having dreams of throwing shit at him. So so yeah, I mean, you do that now. You do like you get somebody in your mind, and like when you go into, you can do what you like in your dreams. You can fucking kill them. You can torture them. You can make him eat dog shit. It's a great place to be. You know what I mean? So if you ever don't like somebody and you really want to fucking get your own back on them for something, just have a dream about them. Just dream up all the fucking horrible shit you can think of doing to them. You know, you won't get done for it, and you'll wake up very refreshed and very happy. You'll wake up with a big smile on your face. And that's the way to deal with problems without going to prison for life. Yeah, I've done Sharon Stone. We've been there. I've picked it up. And Banksy, was it a stolen artwork by Banksy that was painted as a tribute to the victims of the terror attack at the Bataclan Music Hall has been recovered. That's a shame, because it's not a shame. I'm not about it. It's a shame that he had to do it for the Bataclan thing. It's a shame that somebody thought to nick it. That's my point. But you're never going to get, it's impossible, well, unless you sell it on the black market, eventually it's going to turn up and it's already reported stolen. So once something's reported stolen, it's going to turn up, so you can't do anything with it. It's like a fucking hot potato, isn't it? So you could pay, like, unless you're an art collector who pays millions of pounds and then hides it in your basement, it's kind of pointless having it, isn't it? So, you know, it's like, you can't buy stolen, especially things of that. You know, anything out of fucking Argos catalogue, or out of like the Superdrug and shit like that, all that stuff, you know, nobody's missing it, are they? But like something top end, jewels, diamonds, paintings, all that. I mean, that one's the fucking, what was it? A guy nicked Picasso's or something or other. It might not have been Picasso, but it was like something along those lines, that kind of level artworks. And he had them buried under his fucking tiles in his kitchen for about 25 years. They were buried, and like they eventually recovered them. But basically, he buried them under there, and apparently he was going to use them as collateral if he ever got nicked. And he wanted to get a lower sentence. He was going to use them as collateral, saying, I know where they are. So he was going to use them. Clever in that respect, but I don't think he got to use that excuse, and they got found anyway. Prince's guitar, Purple Rain guitar, a Purple Rain axe is called. It's going to fetch £1 million at auction. Now that'd be cool to have that, Prince's guitar from Purple Rain on your wall. Imagine that you get your fucking neighbours round for a fucking shag or sex or whatever else. You get everybody round to have a look at your Prince's guitar, but also you'd also get the thieves earwigging and knowing that it's there. So again, it's something you can have on your wall, but you can't tell anybody about it. Or you could, but eventually somebody's gonna, that kind of thing passes words, word gets around, and loose lips sink ships. Next thing you know, Prince's guitar's disappeared off your wall and it's been sold on the black market, and now it's underneath somebody else's fucking floorboards. Crazy, isn't it? Unfortunately, you can't have nothing in this life without somebody wanting to nick it. Because if you've got something, they want it. It's gone. A plague cure using toad vomit, cooked up by Sir Isaac Newton, has sold for more than £60,000. A plague cure using toad vomit. Would you risk toad vomit to cure yourself of the plague? Or would you think it was going to fucking do you worse or do you nothing. You might as well, it's probably going to do nothing, so you might as well just carry on with the plague rather than ruin your palate by drinking toad, what's it called? Toad vomit. Might get you high. Toad poison gets you high, doesn't it? When they, in the Amazon and that, they dip the sticks in the back of the toad and then they inject it into, or they put it into them somehow. And they have a right old fucking buzz party. So that's all right. You might see some aliens then if you're on the fucking toad juice. You're not going to, you know, you're probably like, you'll be dreaming of, like, you'll be travelling through the stars, you'll be fucking meeting aliens, chatting, you know, you'll be making Donald Trump eat dog shit again because that's a dreamlike state, so you can do that. You can fit that one in. You can, what else could you do? You can imagine that you're at that concert with the cramps doing the, at the mental institution, dance around, put yourself in all sorts of places. And that concert was like so much fun. It's almost worth putting yourself in the mental institution. If you hear about them coming around again, you know, it's better than seeing it in a concert because it's a wacky fucking environment for to see any kind of concert in. But the band are just mental anyway. They look like something off, you know, a crazy fucking Dust Till Dawn type film, the way that they're playing. It's off its head. Anyway, last one I'm going to do is going to be, where is it? Oh, Evil Dead's coming back. Another wacky fucking adventure. The Evil Dead, you ever see the Evil Dead 1 and Evil Dead 2? Well, that was the only, was there a 3 as well? I think there might have been, but Evil Dead 1 was scary as fucking hell. Anyway, probably not so much now, although that one scene when they're doing the Ace of Spades, Jack of Art or whatever, and she turns around with that scary face, that always reminded me of one of the scariest scenes I've seen in a film. But I haven't seen it since, so it might be a bit dated, but he's going to make another one. It's mad, isn't it? It's like, fuck it, out. The original was 1981, so that's like 40 years ago. And he's going to make another one. He must be, how old would that put him? He's got to be like fucking close to 60 or something or more, but long time awaited. He could have done loads in that time, but I can't wait to see that, because the second one was just mental anyway. The second one was just crazy. It's like, it was like just a hand, wasn't it? Remember, his own hand turned on him and he had to saw his own hand off, and then he's chasing his hand around. It was off its head. So if you haven't got nothing, if you've got nothing better to do this weekend, watch The Evil Dead 1 and 2. Watch the fucking Cramps at the Napa Mental Institution on YouTube. And what else could you do? Have a dream about Donald Trump eating dog shit and about aliens listening to some funky music that we've sent up and let them have a party on their planet. Until we get to meet, they can have some of our brilliant music from down here. And then when they do come, they might not kill whoever sent that music up, and they'll just kill all the shit musicians we've got down here so that we can all live in peace and harmony. Anyway, that's the end statement. Me and Dave the Ghost are going to enjoy the weekend. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again next week. See you later for now. Bye.